Sige po, malakas na palakpak po sa Panginoon for waking us up and bringing us here together in worship and praise. Purihin ang Diyos. Salamat po sa kanyang kagandahang loob sa atin. God wants to be known. Gustong-gusto po ng Panginoon na siya'y makilala. And He expressed Himself no po, in different forms, in different aspects so that we can know Him. And one of which is through the Word of God, through the Bible. So we're blessed to have the Word of God with us. At ngayon pong buwan na to ay maganda ang ating serye kasi talagang binabasa natin no, yung aklat ng Ruth. So without further ado, let's take a look at our notes once again. Apat na chapters lamang po ito. Short, quick, yet it denotes, it gives us a big story of the love of God. It is an amazing book because yung pong pangalan na nagdadala ng aklat na ito ay hindi po Hudyo. She's a non-Jewish woman. And it depicts, it shows the grace of God to the unlikely. Alam po natin in the Old Testament that the goodness of the Lord, the kindness of God had been na po lavishly binigay lamang po niya sa kanyang piling, lipi, piling, mga tao. And that is in the nation, for the nation Israel. Yet, nung nakita po natin sa lakbayin, no po, ng isang balod, ang pangalan ay Naomi. And then, she had these two daughters-in-law, and one of them is Ruth. At siya'y sumubaybay, at sumunod, at sumama, yumakap na natili kay Naomi. And eventually, she was blessed. And now we see, she's famous. She's one part na po sa lineage ng Haring David at mismo ng ating Panginoong Jesus. At mula po sa lundong ito, atin pong gugunitain ang katapatan ng Diyos sa isang pangkaraniwang babae, marahil hindi nga pinili. Ngunit ano nga ba ang nagbigay ng kagandahan ng kanyang pangalan? At yun ay inawit po natin kanina. Ang pag-ibig ng Diyos, ang biyaya ng Diyos, ang kanyang kaawaan. And nasuma kay Ruth, and today, it is all available for us. So those who want the grace of God and the mercy of the Lord to cover you and cover me today, let us draw near to Him in this prayer. Let us pray for a while. Father, today, we tremble at Your feet because You are glorious, You're holy, You're powerful. Yet You are so loving, Lord, and gracious. Kita namin ang buhay ni Ruth na pinagpala mo. At nais naming matuntun ang sikreto, ang susi, kung paano mo siya pinagpala. At ngayon, Panginoon, nababasa namin ang kanyang kwento, hindi lamang isang kwento ng buhay, kung hindi isang kwento ng saling lahi na nagdudulot ng kaligtasan. Salamat, Panginoon, naway tulutan mo na mangyari sa amin ang ganitong kalooban mo, na maraming mga tao ang makakilala mula sa aming kwento, mula sa aming buhay. Ito ang aming dalangin at pagsamo sa pangalan ng Panginoong Jesus. Amen. Amen. So we are in chapter 4, but before that, let's have a quiz. Yeah, so let's take a look. Let's look back. Tingnan po natin ano nga po bang nangyari in chapter 1. Now, Pastor Al shared to us about loyalty. That he said loyalty breeds royalty. Tunay nga po, no? Na ang ating katapatan, ang ating pagkakaroon ng isang pusong masunurin at pusong mapagmahal, buo na talagang sumusubaybay, at ito'y magdudulot sa atin ng pagpapala at karangalan. In chapter 2, we have seen how the favor of God, like the wings of the eagle, no? Ito rin po ay binanggit sa Exodus, kung paano po ang mga Israelita ay lumayas, umalis, no, tubakas mula kay Faraon, hindi sa sarili lang lakas, kundi sa mga bisig ng Panginoon, sa kanyang mga yakap, sa bagwis ng kanyang, anong pong tawag doon? Wings, no? The mighty wings of God carried them through from Egypt to the promised land. And we see kung paano natin ikaisa sa kabuhay ang pagiging favored o pinagpala. Sabi doon, kung ikaw ay pinagpala ng Diyos, you will never be the same again. Kapag ka may haplos ka ng pagpapala ng Diyos, hindi ka mabubuhay ng kagaya ng dati. So there will be, no, characters being developed in us. And one of which is being responsible, being submissive or undercover, being thankful, and do the work that is really excellent. And give a hard work. No, talaga pong ituon natin ang ating atensyon, ang buong lakas, ang buong isip natin sa lahat na ipinagkatiwala ng Panginoon. Why? Because we are favored with His presence. We are favored with His strength. We are favored with His blessing. Chapter 3 is an interesting chapter because it tells about the man of the hour, Boaz. It was said that Boaz was a kinsman redeemer. Mamaya po, maunawaan natin ano ba yung kinsman redeemer or guardian redeemer. Pero sabi natin dito, Pastor Al taught us through the Word of God that we should have this kind of kindness. Natatanging kabaitan, natatanging kabutihan, no, sa ibang mga tao. And we see here Boaz being benevolent, overseeing, affectionate, and zealous. No, in the month of February, no, kung lahat ay nagsiselebrate at nag-iisip about love, about romance, no, this story is really a perfect story to celebrate love. But again, it's not just about the romance between two persons. It is about the romance of heaven. No, His love, it's love overshadowing us. The unlikely. Hindi ka ibig-ibig. Ngunit tayo inibig ng Panginoon. So we are excited to proceed to chapter 4. Amen? And this is the end of the book, but the beginning of greater things po sa ating lahat as we get to know more who God is and what are His plans for us. So, if we are excited, no, with this, let's all stand up and let's read a portion of this chapter from verses 1 to verses 4. Let's turn the slide, please, and let's read in English po. Everybody, let's read. Go. Meanwhile, Boaz went up to the town gate and sat down there just as the guardian redeemer he had mentioned came along. Boaz said, "Come over here, my friend, and sit down." So he went over and sat down. Boaz took 10 of the elders of the town and said, "Sit here," and they did so. Then he said to the guardian redeemer, "Naomi, who has come back from Moab, is selling the piece of land that belonged to our relative Elimelech. I thought I should bring the matter to your attention and suggest that you buy it in the presence of these seated here and in the presence of the elders of my people. If you will redeem it, do so. But if you will not, tell me, so I will know. For no one has the right to do it, except you, and I am the next in line." So, God bless the reading of His Word. We can now take our seats po. Ang ganda po ng kwento, no? Totoong buhay po ito. Hindi po ito telenovela, hindi po ito katang-isip. So, gusto ko po makita natin sa Tagalog. Allow me, hayaan niyo po akong kwentuhan ko kayo sa Tagalog. Okay po ba? Babasahin ko lamang po ang bahagi ng Biblia na ito sa Tagalog. Tignan po natin. Nagtungo si Boaz sa may pintuan ng lungsod at naupo roon. Di nagtagal, dumaan ang tinutukoy niyang pinakamalapit na kamag-anak ni Elimelech. "Pinsan, sandali lang." O, magpinsan sila. "Maupo ka rito at may sasabihin ako sa iyo," sabi niya. Lumapit naman ang tinawag at naupo sa tabi ni Boaz. Tumawag si Boaz ang 10 pinuno ng bayan at inanyayahan ding maupo roon. Pagkatapos sinabi niya sa kanyang kamag-anak, ngayong nagbalik na si Naomi buhat sa Moab, nais niyang ipagbili ang bukid ng kamag-anak nating si Elimelech. Sa palagay ko ay dapat mo itong malaman sapagkat ikaw ang unang may karapatang bumili niyon. Kung gusto mo, bilhin mo iyon sa harap ng mga saksing pinuno ng bayan. Kung ayaw mo naman, ako ang bibili. Bibilhin ko, sagot ng lalaki. Agad na sinabi ni Boaz, kung bibilin mo kay Naomi ang bukid kasama sa bilihan si Ruth, ang Moabitang biyuda ng ating pinsan, upang ang bukid ay manatili sa angkan ng namatay. Pagkarinig niyon, sumagot ang lalaki, kung ganoon, hindi ko nagagamitin ang aking karapatan, sapagkat manganganib namang mawala ang sarili kong mana. Ikaw na ang bumili. Tingnan po natin yung susunod na mga verses. Ganito ang kaugalian sa Israel noong unang panahon. Kapag tinubos o binili ang isang ari-arian, hinuhubad ng nagpatubos o nagbenta ang kanyang sandalyas at ibinibigay sa bumili bilang katibayan ng kanilang kasunduan. Kaya't nang sabihin ng lalaki kay Boaz na siya na ang bumili, hinubad nito ang kanyang sandalyas at ibinigay kay Boaz. Matapos ang gabi niyon, sinabi ni Boaz sa matatandang pinuno at sa ibang naroon, kayo ang saksi na binili ko kay Naomi ang lahat ng nasa pangalan ni Elimelech at ni Nakilion at Malon. Kasama sa bilihang ito ay magiging asawa ko si Ruth, ang Moabitang biyuda ni Malon, upang manatili sa angkan ng namatay ang mga ari-arian. Sa pamagitan nito'y mananatiling buhay ang kanyang pangalan sa hanay ng kanyang kamag-anakan at sa kanyang bayan. Inuulit ko, saksi kayo sa bagay na ito. Ang ganda po ng kwento, again, it's a true-to-life story, kung paanong na-redeem, naibalik, naisoli, nailigtas, no po, ang mga nakasanla, ang mga naipagbili na lupain ni Elimelech na asawa ni Naomi nung panahon nang nasa sila ay nasa Bethlehem o nasa Israel. So sila po ay naglakbay palayo doon sa Israel during the time of famine. At alam natin sa kwento na sila ay nagsettle for a while in Moab. Medyo matagal na rin dahil nakapag-asawa nga po itong dalawang anak na lalaki. At nung nabalitaan nila na po, na maayos na po ang kalagayan ng Israel, at dahil namatay na po ang si Elimelech at ang mga anak na lalaki ni Naomi, so bumalik po sila. At pagbalik nila, wala po silang pagmamay-ari dahil sila ay mga babae. Ang magdadala lamang po ng kayamanan at magtutuloy ng pangalan ay ang mga kalalakihan. So wala na po yung pangalan ni Elimelech, wala na po ang pangalan ni Kilion at ni Malon. So sabi ni Naomi, magsiuwi na kayo, no? Sinabi niya sa kanyang mga daughters-in-law, kasi iintayin niyo pa bang magkaanak ako? Parang imposible na. But we know the story that Ruth clung to his mother-in-law. And makita po natin dito na pareho po silang nagbalik. At doon po sa yugto ng mga kwento ay nalaman po ni Naomi na si Boaz ang isa sa kanilang kinsman redeemer. Nabanggit po at nakilala ni Naomi na yung pinagtatrabahuhang field ni Ruth, ang nagmamay-ari po noon ay si Boaz, na siya nga ang isa sa malapit na kamag-anak na maaaring tumubos, maaaring magbalik ng kanilang mga kayamanan, mga lupain in particular. Ngunit kinakailangan magkaroon ng asawa si Boaz. Hindi naman pwedeng si Naomi. So it was Ruth who proposed to Boaz. And sabi nga po doon, in some commentaries na marahil na po, si Boaz ay nagkaroon na rin ng pagtingin kay Ruth. Nagkaroon sila ng moment na nakapag-usap, nakilala nilang bawat isa. But Naomi instructed Ruth to propose to Boaz. And during the time na nag-propose na po si Ruth kay Boaz, Boaz did not say, no, I don't like to marry you. Wait, ang sabi niya. Mag-intay lang, sandali lang. What a powerful word, isn't it? No? So ngayon, mahirap na po sa atin maghintay eh. Pero tayo mga kababaihan, lalo na sa mga dalaga, learn to wait and let the man do the action. Let the man initiate, no? Let the man plan for your future. Be the leader of the relationship somehow. Pero wala pa naman silang relationship. So ano pong plano ni Boaz? And chapter 4 came. Ang ginawa na po ni Boaz, sabi po doon, kinabukasan. No? Ang bilis lang ng pangyayari. So kinabukasan, Boaz made his action very clear. Hindi lamang po siya lumapit sa isang pinakamalapit na redeemer o kamag-anak. Kasi si Boaz ay malapit, pero mayroong pinakamalapit. At yun nga po yung tinatawag niyang insan, pinsan. Ikaw ang pinakamalapit. At may kakayanan ka naman. Pwede bang bilhin mo na ito? Pero sabi niya, sige, bibilhin ko. Nakatingin po ang lalaking ito sa lupain at kayamanan na pwedeng mapasa kanya. Subalit, sinabi po ni Boaz, kasama doon si Ruth na kailangan mong pakasalan. And the story says, no, hindi ko na ito bibilhin dahil hindi ko pa pwedeng ikompromiso ang aking kayamanan. So, ano pong ginawa ni Boaz? He was the man of the hour and said, okay, ako na, bibilhin ko na. At hindi lang po niya ito ginawa between the two of them. It was publicly made. It was declared. At sinabi niya sa lahat ng mga saksi, nagsama po siya talaga ng 10. Hindi pa po sila kinakasal. May best man na po si Boaz. May mga witnesses na po siya. At dito pinakita ni Boaz ang kanyang sinseridad, ang kanyang pagkakaroon ng buong desisyon, not just to help the family, but to raise a relationship, to build a relationship with Ruth. What a beautiful love story. So ito po yung kwento. At alam niyo po, meron pong isang binigay po dito, isang magseselyo. No po, magseselyo ng kung sino na nga po ba nagmamayari. So ito po yung pinakamalapit, bago pa si Boaz, doon kay Naomi at kay Ruth. Pero tinanggihan po niya. Kailangan po, nung pagtanggi na ito, huhubarin po niya yung sandals, no? At ibibigay niya po kay Boaz. Ibig sabihin, ang aking karapatan na ibinibigay ko na sa'yo. Ito magpapatunay sa mga tao na aking tinanggihan ang pagkakataon na ito. At witness po ang maraming tao. Tingnan po natin saan nang galing. No, ang kultura na ito at ang kultura po ng Israel ay napakayaman at napakamakahulugan. Let's take a look, no? Tingnan po natin sa Deuteronomy chapter 5. Again, God wants us to know him and to know him deeper, no, with his word. So tingnan po natin Deuteronomy chapter 5 verses 5 to 10. Dito po nang galing, no, ang transaksyon ni Boaz sa kanyang pinsan. Kung may dalawang magkapatid na naninirahan sa parehong bahay at mamatay na walang anak ang isang lalaking may asawa, ang nabiyuda niya ay hindi maaaring mag-asawa sa iba, dapat siyang pakasalan ng kapatid ng namatay at ito ang tutupad sa tungkulin ng kapatid na namatay. Aga, ang kanilang unang anak na lalaki ay isusunod sa pangalan ng namatay upang hindi mawala sa Israel ang pangalan nito. So meron daw pong dalawang magkapatid. Kung namatay ang lalaking asawa nung isa, yung asawa, tama, kukuhanin niya, papakasalan niya. At kung sila ay magkaroon ng anak, yung pangalan ng anak ay isusunod dun sa namatay, hindi po dun sa kumuha o tumubos o nagpakasal na bago. Sabi po dito, verse 7, kung ayaw ng kapatid ng namatay na pakasalan ng balo, dudulog ito sa matatandang namumuno sa bayan. Sasabihin ng nabiyuda, ayaw ng lalaki na ito na panatilihin ang pangalan ng kanyang kapatid. Ayaw niyang gampanan ang kanyang tungkulin para sa kanyang kapatid. Kung magkagayon, ang kapatid na yumawa ay patatawag ng matatandang pinuno at pagsasabihan. Kung ayaw pa rin niya, lalapitan siya ng biyuda. Hahablutin ng sandalyas nito sa kaduduraan sa mukha at sasabihin, ganyan ang bagay sa taong tumatangging panatilihin ang pangalan ng kanyang kapatid. At ang sambahayan ng lalaking ito ay makikilala sa buong Israel sa tawag na ang sambahayan ng lalaking hinubaran ng sandalyas. Bakit hinubad nung kinsman redeemer, the dearest? Bakit hinubad niya agad? Kasi natatakot siya na dumating si Naomi at si Naomi maghubad at duraan siya o kaya ihagis sa mukha niya yung sandals. So it was really a shameful experience, no? Natanggihan ang isang bagay na ikaw dapat ang gumaganap. Makita po natin, Naomi, Elimelech, Mahlon, Kilion, Oprah, Orpah, Ruth, they were mentioned in the Bible. Boaz was mentioned. But this kinsman redeemer, supposed to be the redeemer of Naomi and Ruth, was not mentioned. Nakakahiya kasi, no? So sabi ng Panginoon, isa sa mga blessings niya na napag-aralan natin noong January, I will make your name great. Ang Diyos ang magbibigay sa atin ng karangalan. Ang Diyos ang magbibigay sa atin ng honor. He will make our name great. Not just to be famous and to be known, but our name to be great. Ibig sabihin nun, your name will be powerful. Your name will really, your name will be seen, no? The glory of the Lord in you, for I will make your name great. Pero the kinsman redeemer, ando na siya eh. Pero tinanggihan niya ang pagkakataon to save. Tinanggihan niya ang pagkakataon to stand for God, to stand for the culture, and to raise a family. No, for the widow or for the foreigner. So this is one story na makita po natin ang kultura ng mga Israelita. Ngunit mayroon po itong kwento, hindi lamang para sa kanilang kultura, kundi ito'y tatago sa iba't ibang kultura. It becomes a supraculture of love that penetrates even to us right now, the so-called Gentiles. Tingnan po natin ang mga pangyayaring ito. So verse 13, so Boaz took Ruth, and she became his wife. When he made love to her, the Lord enabled her to conceive, and she gave birth to a son. So hindi ko na po explain masyado ito, kasi po reserve po ito para sa intentional love mamaya. So Boaz took Ruth, and she became his wife. When the Bible speaks of she became his wife, no, ito pong katagang ito ay kagaya po ng mga katagang singkapangyarihan kung papaanong si Adan at si Eva ay naging mag-asawa. And God made Eve, and Eve became wife, the wife of Adam. It was God who made this love story. It was God who crafted this marriage. It was God who designed this family. So Boaz did not just redeem Naomi's land or Elimelech's land. Boaz was not just giving his name or giving back the name of Elimelech to Naomi and Ruth. He was starting anew. He was starting something for him. He was starting something with him and Ruth. Not just the romance, but underneath it is the story of God's redemption to mankind. Let's take a look. Paano nga bang nangyari yun? That's why I entitled this message, Redemption at its Finest. No, ang kakaibang pagliligtas, ang kakaibang pagtubos, ang sukdulang pag-ibig at sukdulang pagliligtas. Let's take a look at verse 9. Ang sabi niya, then Boaz announced to the elders and all the people, today you are witnesses that I have bought from Naomi all the property of Elimelech, Kilion, and Mahlon. I have also acquired Ruth the Moabite, Mahlon's widow, as my wife, in order to maintain the name of the dead with his property, so that his name will not disappear from among his family or from his hometown. Today, you are witnesses. Redemption with a purpose. Love with a purpose. Marriage with a purpose. Romance with a purpose. And this is redemption in its finest. Allowing God to come in. Allowing God's will to happen. Allowing the way of God to rule. Maaring tumanggi si Boaz. Ito na yung kinsman redeemer. Siya na yung pinakamalapit. Eh, tumanggi siya eh. So pwede rin naman ako. At hindi rin ako masyado magigilty dahil ikaw talaga yon. But Boaz took the initiative. Hindi pa po binibili nung pinsan. Ang sabi po ni Boaz, kung hindi mo bibilhin, bibilin ko. What's in Boaz's mind? It's not just about love. It's about his kindness. It's about his benevolence. It's about his compassion. At saan po nang gagaling yun? It's about the favor of God in him. It's about the blood of kindness that had came from his roots. So mamaya makikita po natin ano pa yung mga roots, pinag-ugatan ni Boaz. But here we see purpose. We see the purpose of Boaz. Not just for me to have a wife, not just for me to have a love life, not just for me to be whole and complete when I get married, but for the line to continue, but for the name not to disappear. The preservation of God's plan, the preservation of God's plan is in the heart of Boaz. That none of them, that not of his name will disappear. Do we have that passion, mga kapatid? That when we look at each people, each person, now each person was loved by God, each person is being loved by the Lord up to this moment, kahit na may kasalanan, mahal ng Diyos ang bawat tao. At ang bawat bahagi ng ating pamilya ay minamahal ng Diyos. At nais po ba natin, no? Meron po ba tayong ganung kaisipan? At meron po ba tayong ganung puso that none of my family will be left behind when I get to heaven? None of my brethren will be left behind. None of my classmates will be left behind. None of my colleagues will disappear when I get to heaven. This is the benevolence. This is a deep compassion of Boaz. Not just to get something for himself, but to save a line, to save a lineage, because he sees something beyond love on earth. It's the love of God in heaven. Mga kapatid, when we look at our relatives, when we look at our family, do we have such compassion? And I'm going to heaven. I have God's favor. I have God's presence. Kamusta kaya ang aking mga mahal sa buhay? May this be our prayer that none of my family will be left behind. No one will I get to heaven will disappear. All my loved ones, my friends, and even Ruth, who was a foreigner, who belonged to Moab, a Moabites, yet Boaz loved him. Boaz accepted him. Boaz received her, accepted her, and loved her. Why? Because this is the plan of God. Mga kapatid, today, this month is a month of conquest. Beyond sharing the word, let's carry this love, this deep affection to people. I'm doing this hindi dahil akong pinakamalapit na kamag-anak mo o akong pinakamalapit na kaklase mo. I'm doing this because I don't want you to be gone and disappear in heaven. I don't want you to be left behind. And let's take a look at the people. And sabi niya, then the elders and all the people at the gate said, we are witnesses. May the Lord make the woman who's coming into your home like Rachel and Leah, who together built up the family of Israel. May you have standing in Ephrathah and be famous in Bethlehem. Through the offspring the Lord gives you by this young woman, may your family be like that of Perez, whom Tamar bore to Judah. Through the offspring the Lord gives you by this young woman, may your family be like that of Perez, whom Tamar bore to Judah. What was the people saying? Ano po ba sinasabi ng mga tao dito? Boaz is a known, famous man in Bethlehem. Kilala po si Boaz hindi lang sa kanyang kayamanan, hindi lamang sa kanyang kabutihan. Kilala si Boaz sa kanyang roots. Kilala si Boaz sa kanyang pinag-ugatan. Kilala si Boaz sa kanyang fear of God. Kilala si Boaz sa kanyang mga magulang, mga lolo at lola na talagang galing sa isip at puso ng Panginoon. Then let's take a look. And then Naomi took the child in her arms and cared for him. The women living there said, Naomi has a son, and they named him Obed. He was the father of Jesse, the father of David. The genealogy of David, this then is the family line of Perez. Perez was the father of Hezron. Hezron, the father of Ram. Ram, the father of Aminadab. Aminadab, the father of Nashon. Nashon, the father of Salmon. Salmon, the father of Boaz. Boaz, the father of Obed. Obed, the father of Jesse. And Jesse, the father of David. Akala lang natin kwento lang, ano? Akala natin kwento lang ng isang pangkaraniwang pagtulong at kwento ng isang ordinaryong pag-iibigan. Kahit meron palang kamay ang Diyos doon, meron pala siyang binubuo, meron pala siyang ginagawa na para po sa ating lahat today. And we see great men and great women came out in this lineage, included in this lineage. Subalit, bakit nga ba ganun? Hindi lahat maganda. Hindi lahat kilala o hindi lahat malinis ang pinanggalingan. Let's take a look at Matthew chapter 1, the genealogy of Jesus the Messiah. Please read with me. There you go. This is the genealogy of Jesus the Messiah, the son of David, the son of Abraham. Abraham was the father of Isaac. Isaac, the father of Jacob. Jacob, the father of Judah and his brothers. Judah, the father of Perez and Zerah, whose father was Tamar. Perez, the father of Hezron. Hezron, the father of Ram. Ram, the father of Aminadab. Aminadab, the father of Nashon. Nashon, the father of Salmon. Salmon, the father of Boaz, whose mother was Rahab. Boaz, the father of Obed, whose mother was Ruth. Obed, the father of Jesse, and Jesse, the father of King David. You see their genealogy? Tignan po natin yung kanilang pagkikita. No po, dito po sa diagram na ito, makikita po natin si Judah, isa sa mga anak ni Jacob. Nagkaroon po siya ng dalawang anak na lalaki. Subalit, ito pong dalawang anak na lalaki po na ito ay malayo ang agwat. Nagkapag-asawa po ang panganay, namatay ang panganay na ito, at wala na pong susunod na lalaki magpapakasal sa babae kay Tamar, dahil ang kapatid o ang anak ni Judah na sumunod dun sa namatay ay maliit pa. So what did Tamar do? Siya po ay gumawa, nag-aktong prostitute. At kanya pong tinukso si Judah. And they had this time together. At nahulog po si Judah sa kanya sexually. And they bore a son. At ang pangalan po ng batang ito ay si Perez. At mula po sa lahi ni Perez, lumabas po si Salmon. Si Salmon ay hindi lang po isda. Si Salmon po ay isa sa mga 12 spies. At nakita po natin, at sa 12 spies na pinadala ni Joshua, not Moses, 2 spies, pinadala ni Joshua dun sa Jericho, Hindi na po napangalanan yung isang spy, pero si Salmon po ay na-in-love kay Rahab. They did not do anything in the house of Rahab. But when Rahab was saved and was rescued, maybe again by Salmon, what a great love action story. And pinakasalan po ni Salmon si Rahab. Again, who was Rahab? She is a prostitute. Makita po natin, sumunod dito. Pagkatapos po doon, lumabas na po si Boaz. Ang tatay ni Boaz ay si Salmon, lolo ni Boaz si Perez. Si Boaz na kapag-asawa ng Ruth ay isang foreigner. Marahil ganun na lamang po ang pagtingin ni Boaz kay Ruth bilang foreigner. Dahil ang lola ni Boaz o nanay ni Boaz ay isa ring foreigner. Nandun ang kanyang kagandahang loob. No po? Dahil nagkaroon din ng pagtanggap ng kagandahang loob ang kanyang lola na si Rahab. And next in line, no, pagkatapos nung ipinanganak na po si Salmon, si Boaz, lumabas na po dyan si Obed, na anak po ni Boaz at ni Ruth. At sumunod po doon, anak po nila si Jesse. At si Jesse po ay, ang anak po niya, isa po doon ay si David. And again, David committed adultery with Bathsheba. Hanggang sa bumaba na po ang lahi. And then, Joseph, in the lineage of Judah, took Mary to be his wife. Mary, experienced a very scandalous situation. Dahil kakasal pa lang siya eh. Pero bakit buntis na siya agad? So you see, 5 scandalous women in the lineage of Jesus. Pero hindi po ito tinanggihan ng Panginoon. Tingnan po natin, sometimes sa ating mga buhay, we conceal, we hide, we avoid not to talk about our bad experiences. Lalo ng mga nakakahiyang mga pangyayari sa ating mga buhay. Nakakahiyang mga kaganapan, nakakahiyang mga tao na ating nakasalamuha. But not with Jesus, not with God. For God loves to produce something beautiful out of a shameful family backgrounds. I'm here standing before you. Our family is not perfect. Galing po ako sa pamilya na broken. Pero hindi ibig sabihin na magwawala na rin ako dahil broken ang aking pamilya. Because God is here. And His specialization is in restoration. So God loves us, and God loves to produce something beautiful kahit nakakahiya ang nakaraan. God loves to make foreigners His children and reconcile with His enemies. We are His enemies. Tayo po ang kalaban ng Diyos. Tayo ang pumupuksa sa Panginoon. Tayo ang nagkasala sa Diyos. Tayong sumuway sa Kanya. Ngunit tayo biniyayaan ng Panginoon. You remember Ruth? She came from Moab. Alam niyo po ba yung Moab? Isa po iyan, ang hari po nila during that time na nagko-crossover po ang mga Israelita to Promised Land. Ang hari po ng Moab ay si... Sino po? Balak. At sino po ang inutusan ni Balak para po i-curse ang Israel? Balaam. Pero hindi po natuloy ang lahat ng ito because God intervened. At dito po galing si Ruth. At sinabi ng Panginoon, naka-crossover na po sila mula po dito sa Moab. Ang sabi ng Panginoon, do not intermarry with them. Do not be enticed with them. For they will take your attention away from me. Dahil ang dami nilang Diyos-Diyosan. At hindi lang po yung Diyos-Diyosan, isa rin po ang mga sins, isa sa mga sins ng Moab ay sexual immorality. Remember Lot? Siya po ang tatay ng mga Moab o Moabites. Kaya po lumabas ang Moabites dahil po sa incest between Lot and his daughter. At ang bunga po ni Lot at ng kanyang anak ay ang mga Moabita. Kaya po nandoon ang kasalanan ng immoralidad, nandoon ang kasalanan ng idolatry, nandoon ang kasalanan ng pride. And God hates these kinds of sins. But this moment when Boaz redeemed Ruth, kasama po doon inilalarawan ng Diyos sa atin na kahit gaano karumi, kahit gaano kasukdulan, kahit gaano kalalim ang ating kasalanan, kaya tayong tanggapin at tubusin ng Panginoon. Amen. Hallelujah. God did not provide a cleaner way to continue the line that would eventually include His Son. God loves to redeem sinners. Hindi po naghahanap ng malinis at perpekto ang Diyos para dumaan ang katawan ng Panginoong Jesus na siyang tutubos po sa atin. Very clear, sabi dito, yung limang babae, halos lahat sila, bukod kay Mary, no? They had this negative, bad background. Prostitute. But God loved them and God used them. And God, in their love story, the ball with the men that God built up for a time like those times, nabuo po ang lineage ni David, ni Solomon, hanggang bumaba po sa Panginoong Jesus. God loves to make all things work together for good, for those who love Him and are called according to His purpose. Amen! May mga bagay na hindi tayo maintindihan. May mga bagay na hindi tayo matanggap sa mga tao. May mga bagay na hindi perpekto at hindi natin inaasahan na magaganap. Pero kung ikaw alam mo, tinanggap mo ang Diyos bilang Panginoon at tagapagligtas mo, kumikilala ka sa isang Diyos na buhay at nais mo sumunod sa Kanya at alam mo ang kalooban ng Panginoon ay nais mong tupdin. Kapatid, your eyes will be open and you will see all the darkness around you, even the darkest part of your past. Lahat ito kakasangkapanin ng Diyos upang buuin Kanya ngayon at bumuo ka ng bagong lahi para sa Kanyang kalwalhatian. Nothing is wasted. Nothing is wasted. Look back. Huwag mong tanggihan ang pangit ng nakaraan. Harapin mo. Tingnan mo. Hindi ang sakit. Hindi ang pait. Hindi ang kagipitan. Tignan mo, pag tumingin ka sa likod, tumingin ka sa nakaraan, tignan mo lang ang isang bagay. Nasaan doon ang kamay ng Diyos na siyang humawak sa'yo, sumubaybay sa'yo, na nakarating ka sa puntong ito at nasa lumo ang awa at biyaya ng Diyos. And now you're never the same again and you're ready to make a new life, a new love, aligned with redemption at its finest. We see here, mga kapatid, the love story of Ruth and Boaz. Ruth married Boaz. Boaz married Ruth. They had Obed, Jesse, David, and Jesus. Their story was not just a story, but a legacy. Everybody say with me, legacy. Legacy, hindi po ito isang kwento lamang, kung hindi ito isang kaganapan, isang pangyayari na iiwanan mo na magpapatuloy na makikita ang isang pagbabago at isang kaganapan na talagang makabuluhan at nakakaaya sa harapan ng Panginoon dahil sumunod ka sa Kanyang kalooban. Legacy is not leaving something for people. It's leaving something in people. The power of a person's life is the stories they leave behind. Ang kapangyarihan ng isang tao, ang kapangyarihan ng isang nilalang, ay hindi po mo makikita sa kadiyaman ng pera, sa lawak ng kanyang tinakbo, kundi sa lalim at ganda ng kanyang kwento patungkol sa Panginoon. That's why parents who are here, ano po ba ang dahilan dahil bakit tayo nagtatrabahong mabuti? Anong dahilan kung bakit po tayo nagpapagal? Anong dahilan bakit natin inaasikaso ang ating pamilya? May Deuteronomy chapter 6, 5 to 9 help us. Love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your strength. These commandments that I give you today are to be on your hearts. Impress them on your children. Talk about them when you sit at home and when you walk along the road, when you lie down and when you get up. Tie them as symbols on your hands and bind them on your foreheads. Write them on the door frames of your houses and on your gates. Surround your life, your heart with the love of God. Reflect on the love of God each moment. Each day, walk with Him. At hindi lang ikaw, kundi intentionally, you impress it. Magpa-impress ka. Anong i-impress mo? Hindi ang iyong pera, hindi ang iyong ganda, hindi ang iyong lakas, hindi ang iyong talino. I-impress mo sa iyong pamilya, i-impress mo sa iyong mga anak, impress mo sa iyong asawa, ang pagmamahal mo sa Diyos, ang pag-ibig mo sa Kanya ng buong puso, buong kaluluwa, buong pag-iisip at buong lakas. Intentionally pass it on to your children. Show it. Don't just say it. Show it. Minsan po, sa akin, personal na journey as a mother, I have 4 children. Masaya po ako pag naguhugas sila ng pinggan. Masaya po ako pag tumutulong po sa akin maglaba. Masaya po ako when we are together eating. Pero sobrang saya ko po when we hear them speak about Jesus. When we see them writing on their devotionals, when we hear them pray, when we hear them sing, and most especially, yung lalo na po itong dalawang lalaki, when they begin to say, Mama, ito yung dream girl ko, ito yung gusto kong mapangasawa, at wala na pong ibang criteria, kundi mapapangasawa din nila, ay mayroong takot sa Panginoon, nagmamahal at sumusunod sa Kanya. Mga kapatid, we cannot give. Money is not enough to ensure life for our children. Money is not enough to ensure education for our children. Ang pera ay nawawala, ngunit ang pananampalataya at pag-ibig sa Diyos ay nananatili at tumatagal at tumatalab. Hindi lamang 10 taon ng buhay mo, kundi magpasawalang hanggan. Let's take a look at Billy Graham. I really admire him. Dahil lumaki po ako sa aking Christian life, hearing this man, a great evangelist of all time, at ang tindi po ng kanyang pag-ibig sa Panginoon at paglilingkod. And now, we hear his son, Franklin Graham, and just last week, yung pong apo na po niya, si Will Graham, ang nandito sa Pilipinas. And we hear him over the radio twice. Ang tindi po ng preaching niya. Ang ganda pong pakinggan. Pero higit po sa lahat, may puso, may spirito, may pananampalataya. Dahil saan ito nag-ugat? Doon sa lolo po niya na si Billy Graham. Ang sabi po niya, the greatest legacy one can pass on to one's children and grandchildren is not money of other material or other material things accumulated in one's life, but rather a legacy of character and faith. Sa panahon ngayon na we are in the millennial time, in the last days, many will be cold in the Lord. Many will be godless. At nakakatakot kung isa sa ating pamilya ang maging godless. Hindi ko kayang tiisin, hindi ko kayang tanggapin. Kung isa sa mga anak ko, they will turn their back from the Lord. At lalo't higit, hindi natin kayang tanggapin if we see Pastor Al turn his back away from the Lord. Amen? Aakalain natin na siya lang yung tumalikod sa Diyos, pero dahil tayong mga nakasunod din sa Kanya, sa Kanyang paglilingkod, marahil tayo rin ay maaapektuhan and we will be called in some way or another and turn our backs from the Lord. But you see here, character and faith will last forever. Character and faith are the things that you will pass on with power. that will give birth to redemption at its finest, that will redeem people. You see, si Billy Graham, grabe po talaga. Ang mamang ito, he died at age 99. Pero kung babasahin niyo po ang kanyang biography, hindi lamang po siya magaling on stage. Hindi lang siya magaling sa pulpit. Hindi lamang siya magaling sa public. In his private life, you see the character being built with the love of God. I want to be remembered, sabi po ni Billy Graham, I want to be remembered as a person who was faithful to God. Faithful to my family, faithful to the scriptures, and faithful to my calling. A man who dedicated his life to the Lord and never looked back. Legacy. And from this faithfulness came forth Franklin Graham, Will Graham, Anne Graham, mula sa kanya, hanggang sa anak, hanggang sa kaapu-apuhan. Amazing story of legacy. Mga kapatid, sa atin pong pagtatapos ngayong umaga na to with the Book of Ruth, and we see how this redemption happened at its finest. We see how the love story between two ordinary people, no, gave birth to kings and great men up until we see Jesus. And now we have Jesus, our great kinsman redeemer. We all need a savior. We all need a redeemer. We all need a love story to build with Jesus. Huwag mo nang isipin pa paano ba mag-build ng love with an opposite sex, with a person. It's time to build a love story with Jesus. And when you have your love story with Jesus, you begin to love what God loves. You begin to feel what God feels. And you will be able to see what God sees because you are in a relationship with Him. Allow yourself to be redeemed first. And allow yourself to come into that relationship. And when you are married with Jesus, and when you are one with the Lord, you have His heart, you have His mind, you have His strength, you have His power. And you will give birth to redemption at its finest. What could we do? Ano pwede natin gawin? Ano pwede natin i-apply? Paano natin ito isasagawa? Tatlong bagay lang po in conclusion. Number one, let's have Naomi surrender. Sabi niya, don't call me Naomi, she told them. Call me Mara because the Almighty has made my life bitter. I went away full, but the Lord has brought me back empty. Why call me Naomi? The Lord has afflicted me. The Almighty has brought misfortune upon me. Pero we see here, Naomi surrender. Nasaan po siya nung sinasabi niya to? Sinasabi ito ni Naomi nung nandun na siya sa Bethlehem. Hindi ito sinabi ni Naomi nung nandun siya sa Moab. Sinabi ito ni Naomi nung nakabalik na siya sa presensya ng Panginoon. We can only build a love story with Jesus when we have Naomi surrender. Binanggit ni Naomi ang kapaitan na nangyari po sa kanya. Kanyang kinilala ang kamalasan na nangyari po sa kanya. Subalit meron po siyang sinabi dito, but the Lord has brought me back empty. Sa kanyang kawalan, ibinalik ako ng Diyos. Sa kanyang kawalan, nakita ko ang Diyos. Minsan po, hinahanap natin sa ating kawalan ang pagkakaroon natin mula sa ibang tao, mula sa ibang sitwasyon, at mula sa ibang pagkakataon. But the Lord brought me back empty. Binalik ako ng Diyos, walang-wala. Sino ang nagbalik sa akin dito? Ang Diyos. Sino ang nagbigay sa akin ng kawalan? Ang Diyos. Ano ang ginamit sa akin ng Diyos upang ako'y bumalik sa Bethlehem? Upang ako'y mamulot ng mumo dito sa Bethlehem? It was God. Hindi siya nahiya. That's why, mga kapatid, today, we want to build a love story with the Lord. Let's take a look at this. Ang sabi po dito, tatlong bagay. We need to admit our miseries. We need to accept help from others. We need to affirm our need of a Redeemer. Build a love story with the Lord. Go back. Return home. Saan ang home mo? Saan ang bahay mo? Sa presensya ng Diyos. Don't run away. Naranasan na ni Naoming tumakas sa Diyos. Na naranasan na ni Naoming lumayo sa presensya ng Diyos. And she was left empty. At mula doon sa kanyang kawalan, nakita niya ang Diyos. And she went back home. Kapatid, umuwi ka. Bumalik ka sa presensya ng Diyos. Kilalanin mo ang Panginoon. Kahit walang-wala ka, dahil dyan sa kawalan na yan, pupunuin ng Diyos ang mga bagay na alam mong siya lang ang makagagawa. Return home. Surrender. It's not in the foreign land. It's not somewhere else. It's right there before your Bible. There's the presence of God. It's right there when you bow down on your knees before God that you can find the presence of God. It's right there in your heart that you open and say, God, I surrender. Inaamin kong kamalasan ko, suko na ako. Kailangan ko ng tulong. Kailangan ko ng tagapagligtas. Not only Naomi surrender, but we also need, sabi po dito, let God have your life. He can do more with it than you can. The greatness of a man's power is the measure of his surrender. Minsan tinitignan natin ang ating kahinaan, ang ating pagsuko sa Diyos ay simbolo ng kahinaan. Pagka sinabi mong, tulungan mo ako, please pray for me, parang sinasabi mo na mahina ka. But when I got sick, no, ako po'y nagkasakit itong nakaraan. And when I began to ask people, please pray for me, parang hirap sabihin ba? Because before, I was the one praying for people, for them to be healed. And this time around, I'm asking people to pray for me. But in our surrender, in our need of others, that's the time we become more powerful. That's the time God will come and rescue us. So mga kapatid, you see here, no, surrender is the key. Surrender could be, wow, ang pangit, a deadly word. Yet, kailangan mamatay tayo sa sarili natin so that the life of Christ will begin to live in us. Not only Naomi surrender, but in order for us to build this love story with Jesus, the story of redemption at its finest, we need to have roots desperation. Be desperate for change. Be desperate for change. Alas 9 po ang worship natin. Hindi po 9:30. Be desperate to come on time, ahead of time. Amen! Be desperate for change. Sabi po ni Ruth, everybody please read with me. Don't urge me to leave you or to turn back from you. Where you go, I will go, and where you stay, I will stay. Your people will be my people, and your God, my God. Where you die, I will die, and there I will be buried. May the Lord deal with me, be it ever severely, if death separates you and me. Sino po ang nagsasabi nito? Si Ruth, isang Moabita. Siya po yung makap kay Naomi, at sinasabi niya, don't urge me to leave you. Ang ginamit pong salita doon ay clung to her mother-in-law. Hindi po yung magkatabi lang sila. Talaga po nagsusumamo, please lang, huwag niyo po ako pagtulakang bumalik. Dahil I have made my decision to come with you, please. Huwag na po kayong mag-oppose. Huwag niyo na po akong tutulan. Dahil parang ganito po yun eh. kahit naman tutulan mo ako, susunod pa din ako sa'yo. This is the relentless loyalty of Ruth. Bakit siya sumasama kay Naomi? Anong meron? Ang sabi niya dito, anong meron? Kasi nakita ni Ruth, there's something in Naomi. Sabi niya, where you go, I will go. No, saan ba siya papunta? Papunta siya sa Bethlehem. Pupunta rin ako doon kasi sabi niya, where you stay, I will stay. Ano mang uri ng ating pupuntahan, ano mang uri ng ating pag-iistayan, I will be there. And she had made a decision. Your people will be my people. Hindi na ako Moabita. Pwede bang tanggapin niyo na po ako bilang isang Hudyo? I don't want to live my life like a Moabite. Full of idolatry. Merong immorality. Merong pride. I renounce it. When Ruth said, your people will be my people, I renounce my people. I renounce my lineage. I renounce my genealogy. I renounce lahat ng binana kong kasalanan, kadiliman, at kasakiman. I want to be like you. And your God, my God, hindi na si Baal. Hindi na ang ibang mga Diyos-Diyosan. I want Jehovah. I want Yahweh. The God who showed up to you in Egypt. The God who divided the Red Sea. The God who allowed Joshua and everybody to conquer the promised land. I want that God. Hindi si Baal. Hindi si Peor. Hindi ang anumang Diyos-Diyosan. I want the living God. Where you die, I will die. Ruth made the decision to die in the land where God resides. Hindi na ako babalik sa lugar at hindi ako mamamatay sa lugar nang wala doon ang Diyos. Di baling mamatay ako, mamamatay ako sa lugar kung nasaan ang Panginoon. At ang sabi po dito ni Ruth, may the Lord deal with me, be it ever severely, if death separates you and me. Kung sakaling, anong ibig sabihin ito? Kung mamamatay po si Naomi, mauna sa kanya. Tatakasan ba siya ni Ruth? Babalik ba si Ruth sa Moab? Hanggang sa kamatayan, di ba sinasabi po doon, till death do us part. Pero sinasabi po dito ni Naomi, kahit kamatayan, hindi maghihiwalay sa atin. Dahil kung saan ka mamamamatay, doon din ako. Pag nauna po kayong mamatay, doon ako. Magdoon lang ako. I will stay where you stay. I will die where you die. Dito po radically, Ruth changed her ways to God's ways. In order for us to build a redemption at its finest, let's become Ruth in her desperation. Renounce your sins. Release from bandages. Radically follow God. Ang mga kasalanan po at mga sakit ay namamana. Kung binabasa po natin sa Deuteronomy, ang pagsuway ng mga Israelita, ng mga magulang, ang kaparusahan ay hanggang ika-apat na saling lahi. Ngunit kung susunod tayo sa Panginoon, a thousand of generations will be blessed after us. There are consequences to sins, and there are consequences to obedience. Moab, maybe Ruth knew about it. That's why she said, please help me change. I want to start anew. I cannot start anew and write with the spirit that isn't with me. Hindi ako makakapagsimula ng tamang relasyon kung nasa akin ang immoralidad. Hindi ako makakapag-start ng tamang relasyon kung nasa akin ang idolatry. Hindi ako makakapag-start ng tamang relasyon ko mapagmataas ako. I want to break free. And I can only break with all this if God, Jehovah, is my God. Who breaks all the curses and the deepest curses in my life. Amen? Walang bondage na tali ng demonyo na hindi kayang kalagan ni Jesus. In fact, when Jesus died on the cross, on the third day, He rose again from the dead. Diba? At siya'y pumunta dun sa impyerno at winasak niya ang mga gawa ni Satanas. Kinuha niya. Nung niligtas niya ang mga dapat pang iligtas, He preached in the hell. Kapatid, Jesus break loose of all our bandages. Kung ano mang karamdaman ang minana natin sa ating mga magulang that prevents us from living a life that is full, today is the day of your deliverance. Kung meron kang minanang kasalanan, kung minana mong immoralidad, kung minana mo ang idolatry, kung minana mong kataasan ng puso, today you need to repent and renounce because God will deliver you. And if mananahan pa rin yan sa'yo, just like Ruth, He changed. Diba? She changed. Nagang brinake free niya yung sarili niya because she knows hindi siya babagay sa isang Jewish, pagiging Jewish, sa isang anak ni Naomi na anak ng Panginoon. And radically, she follows God. And lastly, in order to bring this redemption at its finest, not only Naomi surrender, not only to have the desperation of Ruth, but also, number three, this will be the last, let's carry the kindness of Boaz. Generously share God's love. Nabasa na po natin yung mga talatang ito. Generously share God's love. Ikaw ba ang pinakamalapit na kamag-anak ng isang kamag-anak mo na may sakit? Don't pass it on. Pray for the sick. And allow God to work. Ikaw ba ang pinakamalapit sa upuan ng kaklase mo na nade-depress? It's time to speak. Ikaw ba ang pinakamalapit na tao, kabiyak, of course, ng iyong asawa? It's time to reconcile. It's time to redeem. It's time to save. It's time to snatch people away from shame. It's time to snatch people away from guilt. It's time to snatch people away from the works of Satan. Be a Boaz today and every day. Redeem, save, share the love of Jesus. Kapatid, huwag mo ipapasa ang responsibilidad ng pagliligtas sa ibang mga tao. It's time. Rise up. Share. Speak up. Bring people to Jesus, our kinsman, redeemer. But be a brother and a sister to a fellow na alam mo na kapag hindi mo niligtas, hindi mo sinabihan, their names are gone. Their names are not included in the book of life. It's time. Boaz's kindness is sincere, sure, solid. Mayroon pa bang taong sincere ngayon? No, sinceridad, makikita niyo po iyan sa mga kababaihan, no, mga kadalagahan, and even to us, wives, no, kapag tayo pinagmamalaki ng ating kabiyak, at kapag kami mga naliligaw po sa mga kadalagahan dito, when the man would say, Pastor, Kuya, Ate, I want to pray for this woman. Please cover me. I want to say this also to my leader and to my disciples. You publicize your love. You don't hide it. Be sincere. Mga kababaihan, I feel so sorry kapag ka ikaw ay itinatago at ikaw ay nililihim. Hindi dahil nahihiya o natatakot, dahil ang totoong pag-ibig. Diba? Love conquers all. Even hiya. the first place, bakit ka mahihiya kung tama naman ang pag-ibig mo? May mali sa tamang pag-ibig na sinasabi mo. Hindi talaga tama. Because you are not a sincere person. Women, singles who are here, look for Boaz, a sincere man, and you will never get wrong. Amen! Sure! Sigurado! Siguradong mahal ka at ikaw lang at wala ng iba. Sure. Ang ganda ng sinabi ni Boaz, ikaw pinsan, ikaw insan ng ano eh, susunod eh. Ay, ikaw talagang pinakamalapit. I mean, ikaw ang pinakamalapit na tutubos. Sige na, tubusin mo. Kung ikaw ang tutubos, do it. Pero kung hindi, I will. Bago pa lamang siya makipag-transact, may decision na siya. Mga kadalagahan na nandito, huwag kayong tatanggap lamang ng prayer partner. Dapat yung prayer partner na yan, pag in-offer po sa inyo, siguradong ang kasunod niyan, pagkatapos ng dalanginan, ay dambana. Hindi pa pwedeng, hindi siya sigurado. Subukan lang muna natin. I-test muna natin sa prayer kung tayo talaga. Hindi. Once sinabi sa iyo ng lalaki, I love you, I am praying for you, can you pray with me for 6 months to 1 year, and I'm willing to wait hanggang sasagutin mo ako, hanggang tayo na, because I am here willing to marry you. Sure! Sabi yun ni Boaz eh. Hindi mo lang bibilin yung lupa. Hindi mo lang ibabalik yung lahi. Kasama dun si Ruth. Ako, willing ako to take everything about Naomi, including Ruth. Solid. Hindi nahihiya, hindi natutumba. Hindi nagpapa-apekto sa chismis. Hindi napapa-apekto sa anumang comments ng mga tao. You know, I want to share this to you, but I have overcome na rin namin ito. 20 years na po kami mag-asawa ni Pastor Al. We've been married for 20 years. Magta-21. Tama ba? Ay, 21 pa lang ba ngayon? 21 years. Naging mag-boyfriend po kami. And we know Pastor Al, siya yung heartthrob ng church, no? I was a little girl during the time. masaya po ako sa aking buhay. And then all of a sudden, out of nowhere, nagpakita si Boaz. Nagpakita si Boaz and then, so to cut the long story short, marami po kasing tao sa church. Puno po yan. Ang kalahati ay single ladies. So, masaya po ako sa paglilingkod and even Pastor Al, we're together serving the Lord. Up until he became a Boaz to me, no? Sabi niya, I'm praying for you, ha? Parang nabigay po ako, ano? Oo nga, binagpapray mo ako, marami ako prayer requests. Sabi niya, I love you, ha? Biglang nabingi, no? Biglang, sabi ko sa kanya, Pastor, Pastor Al, pwede mo nga akong lokohin. And then, hanggang sa, we prayed, and we became together as boyfriend-girlfriend. Nagkaroon po ng intensity 9 earthquakes sa church. And half of them, no, left the church. The women. Simula po, inaamin din ito ni Pastor Al. Many of his friends would say, bakit si Sitas, bakit siya, and everything. I heard that. Kahit ako po, kinakausap ako ng mga tao, and then, bakit ikaw? Ito siya tanungin nyo. Pat ako. And then, it was really, ako po'y matagal ng Kristiyano, pero I was not persecuted, I did not experience persecution because of my faith. I experienced persecution because of my love story with Pastor Al. Matinding persecution po yan. Pero, nothing is wasted. merong itinuro ang Diyos sa akin, sa Kanya, during those moments, looking back, painful, masakit po talaga, may mga unsolicited words, may mga unexpected people, who, maraming kwento, isang chapter po yan eh, Ruth chapter 5. So, unexpected, pero again, nothing is wasted, may tinuro ang Diyos sa amin. And I sense Pastor Al was shaken. And I told him, Pastor Al, I guess we're not meant to be. We're not meant to be. It's okay. We're not meant to be. Hindi talaga tayo. The closest person to you hates me. We're not meant to be. Ayoko ng ganito. I don't want people to hate you. I don't want people na maapektuhan ng church. I don't want this because I love God and I know you love the Lord. We're not meant to be, but we're meant to serve the Lord. Let's part ways. Nag-break kami. Na-revive ang church! Nagbalikan ang mga lona mo! Na-revive ang church. Everybody celebrating, everybody was happy. But they didn't know that we're also happy with our decision. So kami po'y nabuhay separately, but together serving the Lord. Dumating yung time, yung moment na, as I look Pastor Al preaching, I admire this guy. I love this guy once in my life. And I wish him all the best. And I hope that he will be able to build a family that is after God's own heart. I wish him well. Hindi kami magkaaway eh. And I know that he's wishing me well as well. Masaya po kami. Pero mga tao, talaga po nagchichismisan at nagkukwentuhan at ang growth ng church ay ganyan. Hindi na po kami umakyat. Pero madami po kami. Masaya. Part of the story. But hindi nyo sinasama sa church history yun. Pero, kanya-kanya na po kami. Pumunta si Pastor Al sa Korea, sa Malaysia. I saw his pictures with different girls. I'm happy. I was happy. And, meron na din akong bagong love. Hindi pala love. Bagong direction. And I don't know if he's happy. So, ganun na po kami. Pero, hindi. Kailangan kami. Kailangan magsama kami ulit eh. Kailangan kami ikasal. This time, alam na namin. And I hold on to his words that this time, I'm sure, I'm solid. And I wrestle. Sabi ko, Lord, ayoko na. Ayoko na po. And then, I asked the Lord, Lord, kung sasagutin ko si Pastor Al, why? Mahal ko siya, pero I want deep. Deep reason why. And then, clearly, God told me this. I love Al. At lalo niyang makikita ang pagmamahal ko sa kanya through you. Oh! Meron pa bang ibang Diyos dyan? I want to express my love to him through you. Take care of him, love him, support him. I heard that. And I said yes, and we got married. Bahala ng church, bahala ng mga tao. I just listened and obeyed the Lord. At minahal ko po si Pastor Al hanggang ngayon. And I love him. And yun. Yung kinukwento ko tong story na to, kasi hindi lang siya story ng pagmamahal namin sa amin eh. And now we travel. We go to places. Kapag nagkwentuhan kami, ang lundo ng kwento namin is not about us. It's about people. It's about places. It's about reaching out to people. So yung pinagdaanan din namin ay hindi biro, hindi rin maaya. But when you listen to God and when you allow Him to redeem you first, and when you allow to make your purpose clear, bakit ka papasok sa relationship, bakit ka papasok sa pag-aasawa, because there's a deep purpose to give birth to redemption and make your redemption be at its finest. Let God's glory shine in us and through us. Today, I want to challenge all of you po. How are you walking your life today? Malapit ka ba talaga sa Panginoon? Nakabalik ka na ba talaga sa Kanya? Or are you like Naomi? You're empty. At hindi aksidente that you are here. This is your home. God's presence is your home. You want restoration? Go back to God. You want healing? Go back to the Lord. You want blessings? Go back to the Lord. Or are you Ruth? Yes, you have said once in your life that you will follow the Lord. Pero bakit walang power? Is there any sin entangling you? Is there any bondages na meron ka pa? It's time to let go and to renounce and to repent. It's time to say to Jesus, Jesus, where you go, I will go. Jesus, where you stay, I'll stay. Jesus, your people will be my people. Jesus, you are my God and be my God. Jesus, where you want me to die, I will die. No turning back. Or are you a Boaz? You need to be a Boaz today. Meron ka nakikitang kailangang iligtas. It's time to rise up. It's time to speak up. It's a day of redemption. And let redemption comes at its finest with the love and mercy of God. Shall we all stand up po, mga kapatid? And let us draw near to God today. Allow the Holy Spirit to talk to you today. Allow God to walk with you. Allow God to see you through. While all eyes closed and hearts surrendered to God. Hallelujah, Lord. Is there anyone here among us? You are empty. You feel empty. Or maybe you are afraid of getting empty. You are like Naomi. And you run here and there. And you get so tired. And now as you look at your emptiness, allow God to show up. Allow God to fill you up. Allow God to embrace you. Is there any Naomi today in this place? Do you want God's help? Do you need God's help? You're calling for redemption. You're calling for help. You're asking for rescue. You want to go back to His presence. You want to return home to His presence. You want the relationship back with God. If this is your prayer, may I see your hand? Keep your hands raised. You're not raising your hand to me. You're raising your hand to God. You're saying, God, I want a real, true, authentic relationship with you. Babalik ako sa'yo. Ang layo ng nilakbay ko. Ang layo ng nilayo ko sa'yo. Lord, ahakbang ako palapit sa'yo. Please keep your hands raised. God looks at you. God cares for you. God sees your heart. And He wants to fill your emptiness. Or today, you are like Ruth. You're following. You're heading. You are in the presence of God, but you know that sins entangle you. That there are things in your life, in your past, that hold you back. You are saying today, Lord, I want to be delivered from all my sins, including my immorality, including lahat ng binana kong sakit, hypertension, diabetes, lahat, Panginoon, ng aking karamdaman. Lord, asthma man ito, I want to get rid of this. Please heal me. God, I want to be healed. If this is your prayer, please raise your hand. Today is the day of your deliverance. If you are saying, God, nararamdaman ko, meron akong spirito ng pride. Meron akong immorality. Somewhere in my past, I've made the wrong decision. Lord, somewhere in my past, Lord, my parents, my lola and lola, lahat po sila, Panginoon, they lived away from you. They're far from you. I want to break off from this spirit. God, I want to start anew. If this is your prayer, please raise your hand. I want to pray for you. You want to start anew. And you away from all curses. And you away from all disobedience. And you want a right relationship with Jesus. Please raise your hand. Are you like Boaz? You are the nearest person to your classmate. You are the nearest person to the classmate that is depressed. You are the nearest person to your office mate who is in need. Who you are the nearest person to your family who needs salvation. Today you are saying, Lord, raise me up like a Boaz. Raise me up like a Boaz to redeem people for you. If this is your prayer of your passion, please raise your hand. Today God's favor will be upon us.